Okay, everybody, today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Ches. Today's shir is Lulu Nishmas Rav Tzvi Zev Rav Yechiel Yosef, my grandfather, who I happen to be named for, whose yahrzeit is today. And very apropos to talk about pretty much the entire daf, talks about, in some form or another, talks about the pasuk of Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Samit Hashem, and Hashem Asher Avin Aliyah, through our learning. So we had said, if you're in the Mishnah, we listed a bunch of things that happened in the Beis HaMikdash with different people and different personalities. So if you look, the last thing we had said was that Nikanor Nasu Nisim Ladel Sosef. There were miracles happened to Nikanor, and that's why his gates stayed there in the Shire Nikanor. They were never replaced. The Gemara says, finally, Tanur Rabbanan Ma Nisim Nasu Ladel Sosef. What were the miracles that happened to the gates of Nikanor, to the doors that this person Nikanor was bringing. So the Gemara says, Amru, it said, Kishahalchu Nikanor Lavi, Delosos Melaxandria Shalmitzrayim, when Nikanor went to Egypt, to Alexandria, to get these doors, Bechaziraso, Amad Alav Nikshol Shebeyam Latovo. They're on his way back, where there was a storm at sea, and threatened to sink the boat. So Naflu Akas Mehen, so he took, obviously, right, it was very heavy back then, so just like by Yonah, they said, you know, throw everything overboard, we're going to drown. So if you want to take the heaviest thing aboard, right, imagine that these doors are made out of bronze, so, or copper. So yes, so they threw one over. And the sea was still very angry, still whipping up a storm. They're still in danger. So Bikshu Ladilas Chaverta, they wanted to throw the other door over. So Amad Huva Karcha. So Nikanor got up, and karcha literally means he wrapped it, but mistala means he hugged the door or grabbed the door. Amar lahem itiluni ima, throw me into the sea with it. So miad nachayam yizafo, immediately, right at that moment, the sea didn't calm down without throwing him over. And they made it to the port. And he was very upset about the other one he threw over. Kevin Shegila Namala Shel Akko, when they got to the port in Akko, so sure enough, the door, the other one, they threw it overboard. Right, it was kind of like hanging out there underneath the hull, right underneath, and kind of like, oh, hi, I'm here. Right, it's obviously a very big miracle that it accompanied them the entire way. Some people say, Birya Shebeyam Balasa. It's exactly like Yonah. Some people say that some sort of creature swallowed the door, Vikiyasa Leabasha, and spit it out onto dry land, right, when they landed in Akko. V'alea Amar Shlomo, this is what Shlomo says, Koros Beitenu Arazim Riatenu Barosim, Pasuk in Shir Shirim. And the first parak, right? That's again that the door is Barosim, and that's what the Gemara says, Al Tikri Barosim Ela Biryat Yam, a creature of the sea, right? Save the doors. Okay, Lefichach. Therefore, Kol Hasharim Shayuba Mikdash Nishtanu Lios Shalzov. So when the time came to kind of upgrade, they changed all the gates in Yerushalayim to gold. Chutz Mishari Nikanor, except for these gates, except for these doors, Pnei Shenasu Bod Nisim, because there was a miracle with them. V'yesh Omrim. Some people say Pnei Shenechoshtan Mutavis. Some people say not only because of the miracle, but because they actually looked like gold. Right? That they were actually, it was Mutavis. It was like yellow copper almost. Haisa. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yaakov Omer, no, Nechoshes Klunisa Haisa. It was actually this very high quality Nechoshes type of copper. Vaisa Mi'ira Kishalzav, and it looked like gold, so they didn't need to replace it when they upgraded everything else. It already looked really, really nice. Okay. So we mentioned a bunch of people in the last Mishnah. We said Ben Katin, right, fixed up the Kiyor, and we said Ben Gamla made the goralot, the lots for the Azazel out of gold, right? Again, and the Chachamim were pretty happy with that. The Zachru, the Shvach, they were pretty happy with that. So the Mishnah continues, then Ve'il Lignai. Then the following, the Chachamim were not so happy with. Beis Garmu lo lotzer lalamed al maisa lechem upon him. Meaning the people in Gamla, Beis Garmu, the people in the house of Garmu made the lechem upon him. We'll see the lechem upon him had a very, very unique shape. It was not braided like our challahs are. It was very machlokes and gemara menachos, what they actually look like, but it was a very interesting shape. And to get it into the oven, in the mold, and get it out of the oven completely, and to have it last for 7 days, was not Pashut. I remember I went to my parents, I think, when they were here. They took me on Hanukkah time to me and the kids to, I forget where it was exactly, somewhere in the West Bank, I think, to a baker who basically was doing a sufganiyot thing. He was doing like a show how to make sufganiyot. He had like a bakery in his own house. But he himself had said that he tried to find a way to make bread last the entire week, right? We know that the Lechem Lapanim lasted the entire week. He tried to find a way to get bread to be fresh for an entire week. He said he only got 4 days. Pashas is that the bread was fresh in the Beis HaMikdash because of a miracle. So I'm not sure. It might take him a little bit longer to figure out the secret. But anyway, they were a very, very strange shape. And they didn't want to teach anybody how to make it. Shall Beis Avtinas lo ratu lalamid al maisa ketores. And same thing with Beis Avtinas. The family of Avtinas didn't want to teach anybody how to make the ketores. We'll see exactly how. And Hugras ben Levi, this guy Hugras, Hayudele Perek Bashir, Velo Ratzel Lamed. This guy knew how to sing tremendously. Some sort of, as well, the Gemara will explain, some sort of weird way of singing, and he didn't want to teach anybody. Ben Kamsar, Lo Ratzel Lamed Al Maisak Tav Al Rishonim. Ben Kamsar didn't want to teach anybody. Maisak Tav. I mean, he didn't want to teach anybody his special way of writing. The Gemara is going to say he could put four pens between his fingers and write the Shem Hashem, four different letters, at the same time. You can imagine how complicated that was. So he didn't want to teach anybody that. Again, the point is that there would never be any part of the Shem Hashem missing, right? You could have it all together, right? It wouldn't have Yud, K, Vav, and then have Hey, right? Again, you could write it all together. There'd never be anything chaser. Al Rishonim, them are Tzadik, Zecha, Tzadik, Hivracha. So on the first few, and we'll see exactly what the first few means, what that means exactly. The pasuk says Zechar Tzadik Hivracha ve'ela elu namrar, and on these, and we'll see what that's referring to. The pasuk says V'shem Yisharim Yerkov, right? I guess we pointed out yesterday. That's the end of the pasuk, right? It says Zechar Tzadik Hivracha V'shem Yisharim Yerkov, which is actually the pasuk that if you say at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you say a pasuk corresponding to your name. So if again, my grandfather's name was Tzvi Zev, and my name as well. So for the pasuk for Ze'ev is actually this pasuk, is Zecher Tzadik Hivracha V'shem Yisharim Yerkov. So again, like we said, neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan Lundin Abraisa. Beis Garmu Hayu Bekim Maisa Lechem Apanim V'lo L'Ratzu L'Lamed. Lamed. Right, they didn't want to teach Garmu, the Beis Garmu didn't want to teach anybody this special way of making the Lechem Apanim. Shalchu Chachamim Ve'viu Umni Melach Sandra Shal Mitzrayim. Okay, and the Chachamim I guess got fed up with them, and they sent for replacement bakers from Alexandria in Mitzrayim. They knew how to bake it like them. They could bake it, but they couldn't take it out. I mean, they couldn't get it out of the mold. They couldn't get it out of the oven, just like the base garmu. Because the method of baking was different. For the people from Alexandria, they would heat the oven and bake the bread outside the oven. I'm not sure how that works. Because they weren't able, Rashi says over here, because they weren't able to get it out of the oven whole, so they baked it from the outside. And I guess that probably wasn't as good. But the base garmu did it inside, and they were able to get it out of the oven complete. Halalu pita mita peshes, halalu in pita mita peshes. And the people from Alexandria, their bread would spoil, and the people from base garmu, right, would not go bad. So, when the Chachamim realized that, they heard about this, they realized that it wasn't working out with the backups. So, Amru Kol Shema Shabaro, Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Chvodo Baro, whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu created for his own sake, right, created for his own sake. If the base garmu had this talent, so okay. So, apparently, Kodesh Baruch Hu, gave them this talent for a reason. Shnamar Kol Hanikrab Ishmi V'Chodid Barativ, right? And that's a quote of pasuk. V'Chazur Base Garmu Lim Komen. And they said, okay, you guys can go back to base garmu, you can go back to making the lechem upon him. But problem was, right? I guess they got insulted and they didn't come. So kaflu lahem scharan ubo. So the chachamim had to double their wages, right? Had to pay up, right? You want the best, you got to pay for the best. So they paid them, sure enough, and they came. Every day they used to take 12 mana. Esrim v'arva, and then when they doubled it, obviously that was 24. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, the b'chol yom esrim v'arva v'ayom arba v'shmonim. Okay, either 12 to 24 or 24 to 48. Okay, v'ayter. Amru lehem lachachamim, mari isem shlo lamed. Why didn't you teach anyone else right, how to do this special based on, you know, lechem upon it. So, again, at first glance, it seems to appear like Gaiva, right? They're the ones who wanted the Parnasa. But, Amru Lahem, they said, Yodin Anu Yodin Hayu Shaves Abba Shabais Zeh Oti Licharif. Right, so they knew, for whatever reason, they had a tradition that eventually Beis HaMikdash was going to get destroyed. And Shema Yilmod Adam She'ino Mahokam Mahogen. Maybe we will teach someone, and he won't be, won't be a good proper yid. Ve'elach v'yavod avodos kochavim mekach, and he'll make a lechem upon him for avodah zarah. Right, okay, so that was their reason for not teaching it to everybody else. Val davar zeh maskir nasa l'shvach, and about the following thing, they praise them. Me'olam lalintzeis pas nekiyah be'ad b'nehem. They never, ever, ever had any of their kids having with, literally, pas nekiyah is clean bread, but meaning the pure, sifted flour which they would use to make the lechem upon him. None of their family members ever had that type of bread, the type of flour. Be'ad b'nehem shelo yomru m'maisa lechem upon him zeh, these on him. Because they didn't want anybody to think that they were making lechem upon him and they were eating it themselves, which obviously was usur. So they didn't want Chas Shalom and everybody to think that, and therefore the Kaim Mashanemar, as the pasuk says, "Visam Nikiim Me Hashem Umi Yisrael." And like we saw before in the Masechta, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere, definitely in the last few Masechta, maybe towards the end of Pesach, I don't remember, but I think it could be in Yuma already. But basically, so you should be naki, you should be clean, right? You should be free of suspicion from both Akash Baruch Hu, obviously, who knows what's going on, and all, but also of Am Yisrael, shouldn't suspect you of any wrongdoing. Okay, next case, the Beis Avtinas with the Ketores. Shal Beis Avtinas l'Ratzu l'Lamid Amaseh Ketores. They didn't want to teach anybody how to do the Ketores. Tan Rabbanan with under Beis Avtinas how you became Amaseh Ketores l'Ratzu l'Lamid. Shalchu Chachamim ve'viu Umnim Alexander Shal Mitzrayim. Same thing. The Chachamim brought these professional incense makers from Alexandria. Yodim lefatim kamosim. They knew how to make the ketores like them. V'lohay yodim lehalos ashen kamosim. But they didn't know how to get the smoke to go straight up, like as the Gemara explains. Shalalolu metamer ve'ole kamakel. Right, the base of Tinas got the smoke to go straight up like a stick, which was preferable. Shalalolu matzpiyah mekano lekan. But the people in Alexandria, right, the goyim, they were unable to get the smoke to go all up, right? It went all over the place. When the Chachamim heard about this, so Amru, they said the same give and take, right? Same thing we just had. Right? If Hashem gave the people of Beis Avtinas this Chochma, so it must be only for his Kavo. Shenamar, as Pasuk says, Kopal Hashem Lama'ano. And Vechazru Beis Avtinas Lim Koma. And they brought the Beis Avtinas back. I said, okay, you guys are back in, right? You can make the Ketores again. Shalchu Lam Chachamim Lobo, same thing, but they didn't want to come back. They doubled their wages, and then they came. Okay, both the same math, either 12 or 20, and then upgraded to 24, or originally it was 24 mana, and then they upgraded it to 48. Okay. Again, same question. Why did the Chachamim say, why didn't you teach this to anybody? So Amr, they said as well, Yodin Hayu Shel Beis Abba. Shabbaisa Osi Dikharev, we have a tradition that this house is going to get destroyed. Amru Shema Yilmaod Adam Sheino Mahogain. Maybe somebody who's not proper will learn how to do the Ketores. And they'll use the Ketores for Avodah Zarah. And that was their reason for not teaching anybody. And the following thing, however, they praised them for. Right? They never ever sent a kala out perfumed in their own houses. And when one of their sons would marry a woman from somewhere else, they would send someone with her so that she shouldn't become perfumed without anybody in the room. Right, so they shouldn't say that. Yeah, they're using the ketores as their own personal perfume. Again, l'kayim mashenamar v'isim nikayim me'Hashem u'me'Yisrael, so that nobody should suspect them of using the ketores for their own personal gain. Third guy mentioned in the Mishnah, Tanya v'Lendan Rabbeisa. Nope, not yet. Just kidding. In a couple of lines. Before we get to that, Tanya Willand and Abraisa, I'm Rabbi Yishmael. Pamachas Aiti Mahalach Baderech. Once I was traveling, said Rabbi Yishmael. Umatasi Echab Mibnehem. I found one of these children of Beis Avtinas from the Ketores. Amarti Lo Avosecha Bikshu Laharbos Kvodan, Varatsu Lamayed Kvod Hamakom. Right? Apparently, your fathers wanted to increase their own Kavod and wanted to decrease the Kavod of Akash Baruch Hu. Right? Again, the idea, Mistama, there was some sort of Gaiva involved. Obviously, when the Chachamim asked them to come back, they didn't want until right. They don't want to come back until they got an upgrade in salary. Right, again, there was definitely some. Even though they had a good reason, Mistama logically seems like a good reason for not teaching anybody. There was still definitely some sort of gaiva here and some sort of lack of kavod shamayim. So Rabbi Shmuel said to him, just like your fathers wanted to increase their own honor and not the honor of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so Achshav kavod makom bimkomo umiyed kavodom. Right now, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's kavod is in its place, meaning Hashem is still obviously got the kavod, right? But you guys have no kavod. Why? Because Beis Hamikdash is gone. Right, and therefore your special skills are not necessary. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Pamachasachli Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga. Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga told Rabbi Akiva once, Pamachasachli ani ve'echa b'nehem l'sada l'lkot asovin. Right, once Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga says, I went out to the field with one of these b'nei avtinas from that family to gather, I guess, asovin, grasses, spices, whatever. Ra'iti shesichei gubacha. Right, he was crying and he was laughing. Shabbachu Sivik, okay, changes it around. Either way, he was crying and he was laughing at the same time. Amarti lo mipnei ma bachis, why are you crying? So Amar lo, kavod avosai niskarti, I remember the honor of my forefathers who used to make the ketores. Mipnei ma sachakta, why are you laughing? Amar li, shalsi to Kadosh Baruch Hu lachzir lanu. Right, the Kadosh Baruch Hu eventually will restore us to our glory. I mean, when the mitzvah shem, meheri bana beis hamikdash, right, we'll be able to make the ketores again. What caused you? Just thinking about this, right? What jogged your memory? So Amar li male oshan kenegdi. This spice that made the oshan, that made the smoke go straight up in a line, is right here. It's right in front of me. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga said, Hareuli, show it to me. So Amar li, the guy from the family said, Shvua hi biyadeinu, there's an oath in our family, she'in maror noso l'kol adam, and I'm not allowed to show anybody. Okay, so he didn't, he failed to show him, again, he failed to show him the spice that caused the Wazakal to go straight up. Okay, fine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Pamachas matzati zokin echad, umegila sammanim biyadu. Once Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, I found an older gentleman, and he had this scroll of spices, right, a list, I guess an inventory list, whatever it was, a scroll of spices. Amarti lo ma'ainza, he said, what is this? Amar lo, I'm a base Avtinas, sonny. I'm descended from the Avtinas family. Umabi adcho, what's that in your hand, Rabbi Yochanan asked him. Amar lo, Megillah sammanim. He said, it's the Megillah of spices, meaning, if you look at Rashi, shekosun bas shemos simani ketores. Right, it's a special, that's a secret sauce, right? That's the special recipe to make the ketores. So Hareli, he said, show it to me. So Amar li, kolz man shebeis aba hayu mekayomen, as long as my father's house was alive, was still kicking, lo hayu moshim rasol l'kol adam, I wouldn't give it to anybody. They wouldn't ever give out this recipe. Bar ve'achshav harehu l'cha. Right, he said, but what am I supposed to do with this now? Here, b'chavu, take it. Right, here's your buck, and be careful with it. Shabbati v'sachti devari lefnei Rabbi Akiva, when I went to tell Rabbi Akiva this, Amar li me'ata asur l'savra b'gnusin shal elu. Rabbi Akiva said, from now on, it's asur to tell about the gnus, it's asur to degrade this family of Beis Avtinas, because they have shared their recipe and their way for making the ketores. They've relented, right? They've reneged on their lack of sharing, I guess, of the recipe, and now we can talk well about them again. Mikan Amar ben Azai v'shimcha yikruucha b'mkoma yoshivcha. Right, ben Azai said, right, in their name, they're going to call you by your name. They're going to put you in your place. Right, umishalcha yitnulcha. Right, and from you, right, you're going to get your own portion, as Rashi says, right, meaning, well, he'll give you mizonos, right, kvutzam, ketsuvam, lacham, and shamayim, right, meaning by parnasa. I mean, a person shouldn't be worried about his own name or his reputation or whatever, or maybe he's getting someone else's portion. You're going to get your own portion, you're going to get your own name, whatever is decreed upon you in shamayim, that's the parnasa you're getting. Don't make yourself, don't climb over anybody else's back, don't steal from someone else. Right, ein adam nogea b'mucha nechavero. Right, a person does not even touch what is prepared for his friend. Right, everybody has their own gzar din in terms of parnas and shemaim. You don't have to worry about it. So ein malchus no, and also ein malchus no gas mecharita afilu k'mayin nima. And similarly, a kingdom does not kind of encroach on the other another kingdom, even to the what's it, the width of a hair, I think. Gamali Nima, right? Again, everything is in its own time, everybody in its proper place, right? The Parnasa, right? This begins, that ends, right? Kosh Baruch Hu's got everything taken care of. Hugos Ben Levi, right? Hugos Ben Levi is the one who used to be able to write all these fancy stuff. Tani Kishu Nosin Kol. No, he was the singer. I'm sorry. Tani Kishu Nosin Kol Ben Ima Machnis Godol Tokpiv. How when he sang, he would stick his thumb in his mouth. Maniach Etzbo Ben Hanimen. He would stick his other finger between his hairs, i.e., in the mustache. I guess right by the lip, some sort of, I don't know, bridge or something. I'm not sure exactly what he would do. Ashayu Achav Akaranim Niz. Karin bebas rosh me'acharehim. And to the point where the Kohanim would jump backwards, meaning I guess they would somersault or something, because of the beautiful sound that was coming out of this guy's mouth. We'll stop again. We don't go to the back and forth. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that the Gemara doesn't quote it here, but I think he had the same logic. He didn't want to teach that method of singing for Avodah Zarah, to people could use it for Avodah Zarah. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, this is the Ben Kamsar, is a little bit different, because obviously writing the Shem Hashem has no, right, it's not helpful, right, to write the Shem of Avodah Zarah the same way, right, there's no Indian, there was no worship, right, they didn't write necessarily the name, there wasn't a problem to write the Shem of the Avodah Zarah in a couple of letters, right, again, to write the Shem Hashem, it should be Malay, it should be full, right, it shouldn't have individual, it shouldn't be lacking anything. So, all right. So we'll see that Ben Kamsar is that logic is not going to work for him to say he didn't want his talents to fall into the hands of Avodah Zarah, because who's writing the Shem Hashem? Nobody, obviously. So that's what the Braisa says. Tana Rabbana Ben Kamsar lo rotza lamed amay sektav. He didn't want to teach anybody how to write the Shem Hashem with his four pens at once, whatever. Amru alav shaya notel dalad kul musa ben betzmosav. He would able to take four pens or quills between his fingers, v'maisav teva shel dalet otzios hayakusva b'vas achas. And if he was trying to write the Shem Hashem, he'd write it at once. Amalo ma'la ra'is or shalol lamid. Right? They said to him, like, why didn't you teach that to anybody? So kula matzu tshuva l'dereyim. Right? Everybody, right, had a reason, right? Because they didn't, ma'isa tachas, maybe there was some gaiva involved, but still tachas, they didn't want it to fall at the hands of the Avodah Zarah. But Ben Kamsa lo matzu tshuva l'dvarav. And Ben Kamsa really didn't have any reason. Right? He just didn't want to teach it. Right? He wanted to be able to do it himself. So Al Rishonim Nemar Zechat Tzak Levrochav Al Ben Kamsa V'Chaverav Nemar V'Shem Yisharim Mirkav. And sure enough, right, but about the first few that we mentioned, right, it says Zechat Tzak Levrochav. That's how we remember them. But about Ben Kamsa and his friends, meaning anybody similar to him, right, V'Shem Yisharim Mirkav. Right, again, that's what's it called? That the name of the wicked shall rot. Maya v'shem yisharim yirkav. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Lazar rekvivus tale b'shmosam. There should be some sort of rotting or some sort of rusting on their names. Right? I feel like Rashi rekvivus says chaluda kikli barzal. Right? That seems to be rust on the metal. Okay, that's the language that we're talking about. Delo maskinen b'shmayu. Right, that we shouldn't use the names, right? We shouldn't use the names of Rishon, right? And certainly that's, right, we don't name our kids, you know, Esav or Nimrod or whatever. Masav Ravina, and Ravina points out that one second, Masav Doeg Ben Yosef, there was the name of a guy named Doeg Ben Yosef. Doeg Hadomi was a Russia, but this guy was named apparently after him, Doeg Ben Yosef. Shenichu Aviv Ben Kotan Le'imo, his father left him as a small baby, I guess, with his mother, b'chol yom ha'isa imo modadata b'tvachim. Right, every morning his mother would measure him with tvachim, right, to see how big she was. Right, but, you know, families do this. This is, by the way, found in the Kinos. You'll see, is a very sad ending. Right? We have this in the Kinos and Tisha B'Av. So anyway, his mother would measure him every day, or just like people do, right? They mark off on the wall, see how tall he was getting. V'nosevnas mishkalo shel zav leves hamikdash, and she would give, right, his weight in gold to the base hamikdash. Right, and as Rashi says, Leda kama nosaf bo miyom liyom. However much he grew in weight, that's how much she would give to the Beis Hamikdash. Right, seems every day. Right, miyom liyom seems to be every day. Ukshe gavar oyev, and when the enemy, right, was victorious, meaning when the Yerushalayim was conquered, tvachaso vachalaso, she shechted him and she ate him. Right, v'aleh konin Yirmiyahu, that's what Yirmiyahu says in Tochlen and Hashim piryam. Right, olay tvachim mishiva ruach hakodesh. Right, that's where the women should eat their children. Right, rachman letzlan, right, the children that they took care of so well. Right, mishiva ruach, mishiva ruach hakodesh from Meres, and the ruach hakodesh says back, imyareg b'mikdash Hashem kohen v'navi. Right, that's the next kina. Right, should a kohen or an navi be shechted in the Beis Hamikdash? Right, referring to Zechariah. right? It was a Kohen who was killed in the Beis HaMikdash, right? His blood boiled, and etc. So you see what happens, right? One second, we named the kid Doeg. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's not a kasha. What do you mean? Chazi my Solik Bey. Right? See what happened to him. Right, his name was Doeg Ben Yosef, right, and that's what happened. He was killed at the end of the whole story, right? Again, obviously, you shouldn't call anybody by Russia's name because you see how he ended up. Not of his own making, but Lamaisa, right? That's not a proof that you shouldn't name anybody Doeg just because there was one guy named Doeg. Right? He seemed to meet a nefarious end. Okay, Amar Rabbi Lazar says Tzadik Me'atzmo V'Rasho Mechavero. A tzaddik is remembered, Rashi says, right? Aydei Maisav Nizkar Latova, through his actions, he's remembered for good. But a Rasha is remembered through his friends, right? Nizkar L'ra. So how do you know that tzaddik is on his own merit? Dichtiv Zeicher Tzaddik Livracha, right? You remember a tzaddik for Livracha. For Rasha Mechavero Dichtiv, what does that mean? Vashim Rishaim Yerkav, right? It says plural. Rishaim, remember all the Rishaim. All the shadrat, right? We draw a little bit of extra oomph from all the Rishayim, not just one tzaddik, right? One tzaddik stands on his own, but Rishayim plural, right? They kind of come together, and we get they not feed off each other, but right, they influence together. Amrale Ravina lahu mirabana. Davar misader agadat kame. Ravina said to one of these rabbanim who was teaching agadas, right, the kind of stories agadata in front of him. Mina ha milso damar abanan zecher tzadik yivracha. Where do you get that from? So Amalei, he said to him, he was confused. Daksiv zecher tzadik yivracha, right? It's a pasuk. So he said, Ravina, mina reisa minale. No, okay, yes, I get it. It's a pasuk, but it's not a pasuk in the Torah, right? Where is it? It's in Mishlei, right? Where do you find this concept in the Torah? So he said back to him, Dichtiv v'Hashem amar hamachase ani me'avram asher ani oseh. Right, Hashem, right before Sodom, he says, am I going to really conceal to Avram what I'm about to do? Right, so Avram is going to be a great, big, tremendous tzaddik. Again, Hashem gave him a bracha, right, when he mentioned his name Avram, so he gave him a bracha, and therefore that's how we see Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Minoham also dam Rabbanan Shem Rishayim Yerkav. So he asked him also, so okay, so what about the end of the pasuk? How do you know that the name of the evil doers will rot? So I'm alay, Daksiv. That's the end of the pasuk. So he said, no, Vishem Rishayim Yerkav Dial Raisa Minalan. How do you know from the Torah? So the same back and forth. Dechtiv, the pasuk says, Vayahal Atzdom. It says about Lot that when he left Avram, he set up his tent up until Sodom. Uchsiv, the pasuk says, Vanshi Sodom, Ra'im V'chataim Lashem Ha'od. And the people of Sodom were evil. Right? Again, you see that that kind of Lot kind of settled into that culture. Right? He kind of up until right included himself in those evil people. Amar Rav Elazar Tzadik Dar Bein Shnei Rishayim V'lo Laman V'Maseyim. Rasha Dar Bein Shnei Tzadikim V'lo Laman V'Maseyim. Right? We see examples where a tzaddik lived between two evil people and he didn't learn from their evil ways. And we see the opposite, that a Rasha lived with two tzaddikim and also didn't learn from their evil ways. When was that? So tzaddik dar bein shnei rishayim. When did you have a tzaddik living with two rishayim v'lo lamed maaseihem and didn't learn anything from their ways? That's Ovadia. Ovadia lived with Achav and Izeva, right? And he was able to save Nevi'im, right? Okay, right. That story in the Navi. Rasha dar bein shnei tzaddikim. A Rasha lived between two tzaddikim v'lo lamed maaseihem and didn't turn out okay, right? He didn't learn from their actions. Ze Esav, right? Lived with Yitzchak and Yaakov. Stam and Rivka as well. Am Rabbi Lazar, mi berachasim shel tzadikim ata lamed klala l'rishayim. From the bracha of tzadikim, you learn a curse for the rishayim. When we kill lasim shel rishayim ata lamed bracha min tzadikim, and the opposite is true as well. Mi berachasim shel tzadikim ata lamed klala l'rishayim. How do you learn a klala, a curse for the rishayim, from the bracha of tzadikim? The pasuk says ki dati leman asher itzave, meaning because I know that pasuk is by what's it called? What that pasuk is? Hold on. Right, that's Hashem talking about Avram, because he'll teach his children to do the Derech Hashem. Basrani said right after that, Vayomer Hashem Zakas Sodom Amora Ki Rabba. Right, I know that the crying out from Sodom and Amora is a lot, and you see that the Kosh Baruch Hu kind of like cursed them. Right, obviously that was their downfall. Was right after that. We call Lasan Shal Rishayim Atalomei Bracha Tzadikim. Where do you see that? The Ketiv Pasuk says Vanshei Sodom Ra'im V'Chataim Lashem. Right, the people in Sodom were very evil. And then, right after that, Vashomar El Avraham, Achari Pari Lot Meimo, right, then Avram, right, Hashem says to Avram, after Lot left, right, stretch out your hand, look up to the sky, right, your children will be, right, can count the stars, etc. Right, that famous back and forth. Am Rabbi Lazar, Afilu Bishvil Tzadik Echad Olam Nevra. The world is even created for one Tzadik. Shnemar Vayar Elokim Esaor Kitov. If ain't tov, el tzadik. Right, they saw that the light was tov. Tov is a tzadik. Shemar Sposik says, "Amru tzadik ki tov." Okay. Rabbi Lazar, kama hamishakech davar mitalmudo gorim golos levonav. Someone who mishakech literally means not that someone forgets, but causes to forget. Meaning he's lazy about his learning. He doesn't take it seriously. He doesn't put in the proper effort and steps to remember his learning, so he causes godless to come to his children. Rachman al-Slan Shemar, as the Pasuk says, Vatishkach Torah Selokecha, Eshkach Manecha Gam Ani. Right, if you forget the Torah, so I will forget your sons. Rabbi Avo, Amar, Morida no Somiyad Luso, right, if he does that, again, if he's not careful to remember his learning, so he comes down from his godless. Shemar, as the Pasuk says, Ketah Hodata Ma'asta Vamasacha Mecha Hein Li. Okay, right. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Tzadik Niftar Min Olam Ad Shenivar Tzadik Kemosa. Right, Tzadik does not leave this world until you have another Tzadik that's created. Right, just like him. Shneimar v'zorach Hashemesh uba Hashemesh, Ashelo kavsa Shemsho shel Eli, zorach Hashemsho shel Shmuel haRamasi. Right, it's talking about until Eli passed away, Kosh Baruch Hu set up Shmuel to kind of take over for him, right, and kind of lead the Am Yisrael. Rabbi Chi Amar Rabbi Chi Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ra Kosh Baruch Hu shetzadikim uotim Amar v'shaslan b'chol dor v'dor. Kosh Baruch Hu realized that there were going to be very few tzaddikim. So therefore, he kind of, shoslan literally means he planted them in every generation. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem, Mitzukei Eretz, Vayashas Aleihem Teva. Okay, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bishvil Tzaddik Echad Ha'olam Nizkayim. The world is, right, exists even for one tzaddik. Shneimar, the Pasuk said, V'tzaddik Yisod Olam. Right, a tzaddik is a base, is a supporter of the world. Rabbi Chiya Didei, Amar Rabbi Chiya himself said, Mehacha, from this Pasuk, Raglei Chasidav Yishmor, the feet of his chasidim, right, Yishmor will keep, right, will watch over. The Gemara points out, well, chasidav tuvo, mashma, right, that chasidav is plural. So Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, chasido ktsiv, right, it's written chasidav, right, without the second yud. So that seems like to be one chasid, that even one tzaddik can't sustain the entire world. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kevan Sheyatzu Rov Shnosav Shal Adam, V'lochot Ashuv Einu Chovte. If a person has gotten to the end, so Mustama, he's not, and he hasn't sinned yet, so he won't sin then. Shneimar, as Pasuk says, like Raglei Chasidav Yishmor. Okay, same Pasuk. Debei Rabbi Yishila Amre Kevan Shebal Liado Davar Avera Pam Rishono Shniyav Einu Chovte. If a person is tested once and twice and he doesn't sin, Shuv Einu Chovte, he's not going to sin in that arena. Ever, I guess, Hashem, Raglei Chasidav Yishmor, right, as that Pasuk says, right, Hashem will keep the legs of the Chasidim, right, he'll watch over them, right, the Chasidim, okay, right, we're gonna, yeah, oh no, you know, we'll stop here, because that's, you know, the end of discussing that Pasuk, and we'll finish the third parak tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.